السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. We beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today we continue with Surah Al-Fatir, chapter number 35 of the Noble Quran and verses number 29, and we continue to verse number 39. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla is drawing a comparison between Iman, Islam on one side, Kufr and Shirk on the other side. When a person has true Islam, Iman, faith, conviction, complete conviction in Almighty Allah, and a person is worshipping his idols, a person is rejecting the articles of faith, can they be equal? وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ Can a person who is blind and the one who is seeing, can they be equal? Can people in groping in darknesses and the one who's in radiance, effulgence, can they be equal? Can this the shade and the intense heat, can that be equal? So remember, people who are alive and dead, can they be equal? So Almighty Allah giving us all these examples so that we wake up from our slumber and understand that if people are going to reject the truth, ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا They will enjoy themselves a little while, then subsequently I will seize them, and because of their kufr and blasphemy, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ So how will be my punishment? By Almighty Allah, diversity in unity, unity in diversity, look at the fruit, the flora, the fauna, look at the mountains, and look at the animals and the creation of Allah. Human beings, different complexions. Who are the true ulama? Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama. Ulama are not those who study tafsir and hadith and just carry on with life. Nay, the true ulama are those who study and they have khashya. That for the love of Almighty Allah, they carry out the do's, they abstain from the don'ts simultaneously. Due to respect for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, in their private life also, that they are transparent and not they are sanctimonious with a double identity. May Almighty Allah make us from those. Today's lesson, chapter 35, Surah Fatir, verses 29 to 39, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ That verily those people who recite the Quran Sharif. When you read a newspaper, magazine, then you'll notice that your lips don't move normally. But when you recite Quran Sharif in Salat or out of Salat, then tilawat means تَحْرِيكَ شَفَتَيْن The lips have to move. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ They recite the noble Qur'an, the speech of Allah, the book of Allah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ They establish the salah. They read salah themselves and they encourage others to do the same. وَأَنْفَقُوا And they spend مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً From what we gave them. Is not our decrees, is not our business acumen. It is the decree of Almighty Allah from what we gave them, humanity. Sometimes they spend discreetly and secretly, and sometimes publicly to encourage others to spend. Yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur. Yarjun don't mean they hope. They have firm conviction. Tijaratan in such a bargain and a business. Lan tabur, that will never perish. It will be a win-win situation. Win in this world and win in the year after. Success in this world and success in the year after. See what Allah says. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Almighty Allah will reward them the full reward. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And Allah will increase it even more from His grace. I tell you to wash my car, give you 100 rand, or clean my garden, 100 rand, whatever it is, examples. And I'm so happy with the immaculate car now, it looks so beautiful. I gave you 150 to 100 rand. That excess extra is called fadl. That is according to our means. So Almighty Allah, He is the most majestic, He was, He is, He will always be the mightiest, the greatest. So how much extra He will give. So therefore we beg Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest stages in Jannah. Innahu ghafurun shakur. Verily Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. He knows all the vices, sins we committed, yet He forgives us. Shakur. And He appreciates everything we do. We do little bit actions. We gave 1 rand, $1, 1 rupee. And Almighty Allah rewards us with hundreds and thousands and millions out of His benevolence and mercy and grace. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And Allah Jalla Wala states that أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, which we send wahi to you, revelation to you, Ya Rasulullah. Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp His authority, majesty and sovereignty. مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, the book, the Quran Sharif. هُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It has not come to contradict the previous scriptures, it has come to confirm it and to entrench it. So it is the truth, مُسْوَدِّقَ lima, to confirm lima بَيْنَ يَدَيْ, the previous books and scriptures. The problem is that some of the rabbis, some of the clergy, priests and popes, they are the ones who changed the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel and all the books. And remember, today you can't find a single copy of the Injil, the Bible, of the Torah in its pristine purity, because no one knows that way it is, the original one. None of them have memorized it. Allah Ta'ala says, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala told them, they must protect it. They were entrusted to protect it. So they didn't protect it. Hence, so they were the ones who are guilty. And dwallu wa adwallu. And remember tomorrow on the day of justice that they will be held responsible for this, because they failed in the task which Almighty Allah entrusted to them. But you take, for example, remember the people of Iman, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Chapter number 15, and that is Surah Hijr, verse 9. Surely we revealed this Quran Sharif, the reminder, and surely we are the ones that will protect it, preserve it at all times, all places. No addition, no omission, nothing of that sort. So that is the miracle of the Quran. We can produce to them millions of people, male, female, adult and children. And if you want it, it's from the Quran. Yes, it's yes. Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, and verse number 44. بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا, that day the Rabbaniyun, that day the rabbis, Ahbar, their scholars, they supposed to be protecting it, but they sold out. You see, money speaks all languages. So they sold the Bible also. They interpolated it, and they changed the true message of Almighty Allah. Chapter 5, verse 44. So Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah all preserved by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Muswaddiqal, therefore this seems to be contradiction. Otherwise in reality it is no contradiction. It's a confirmation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعِبَادِهِ لَخَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Verily, by Almighty Allah, His servants, that He knows about His servants, لَخَبِيرٌ. So about His servants, is all aware and basir, all seeing, all observing. So everything is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. Thereafter, now generation to generation, the Quran Sharif is given. Thumma, subsequently, أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا. We let this Quran Sharif, we gave it as inheritance. To who? Those people whom we selected from our servants. So Allah Ta'ala gave us knowledge of Quran Sharif, gave us knowledge of Tafsir, all through His grace and mercy. But in that also you will find some people go astray, or they don't do what they're supposed to do. But then Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes, He forgives us, we all are guilty of vices and sins. So the first group, this is the lowest one now. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي. So from these people, some of them, they oppress themselves. They continue with the sins and all that beautiful lectures, good and powerful oratory. But themselves, they're not practicing. They're committing so many sins. But then they make tawbah. They repent. Allah Ta'ala forgives them. But if we committed the sin privately, then privately tawbah and repentance. If we committed the sin publicly, then publicly the repentance is compulsory. وَمِنُهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. And those who are in the middle path, that they try their level best. Remember that they're to do the good. But sometimes they slip and they go astray. So they are on the middle. So in between they are. And then the highest group, the best, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Some of them, they are always in the forefront with the good deeds. No hesitation, no reluctance. Anything, they are straight. Yes, I'm ready, I'm ready. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But for all three groups, Almighty Allah said, ذَلِكَ وَالْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the great, great fadl and grace of Almighty Allah, the big grace, so meaning the great grace of Almighty Allah. So when people pass away with Iman, Islam, where do they go to? Jannatu Adni yadkhulunaha. So the Garden of Eden. You see, Adnin, Eden, when we were in school in the 60s, primary school, then we had religious studies. So all this now is removed. Democracy means, remember, secular society. Take God out of everything and everybody. So do you build and you promote a genderless society? You promote all the worst type of kufr and shirk, LGBT and all these satanic haram things. So that time they should teach us that, or sometimes they teach us all wrong things, Christianity, but remember, at least they would teach you morals and manners, obviously all from Islam. Jannatu Adnin. So you will enter the garden of eternity, eternal bliss and happiness. Yadkhulunaha. They will pass away with Iman and Islam, they enter it. Yuhallawna fiyya. They are adorned and they are given beautified. Fiyya in Jannah, min asawira, for the men. They are given the bracelets, min zahabi walu'lu'a, made of gold and pearls. For the men to wear all this in this world is totally haram. Huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati. Genuine gold, genuine silk, haram. So 100% the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, but Jannat, everything permissible. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And the garments and the clothing for them is there made of harir, of silk, genuine silk. So there in Jannah, genuine gold, genuine silk, all permissible. Now when the people have entered paradise and Jannah, they reach their final ultimate destination. What dua, what their supplication will they read and recite? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنَ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah who removed from us the sadness, the grief, the worry, the sorry. So what will happen? All that now is gone. Now is كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Enjoyment, enjoyment, eating, drinking, sleeping, sleeping with the wife, meaning no sleeping like in the meaning of sleep. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will they be sleep in Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nawmu ukhtul maut. That sleeping is the sister of death. So when there's no death, there's no sleeping. Enjoyment all the time. So, inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Verily, our sustainer, nourisher, provider is who? He is that zat, he is that being. Remember that, all forgiving. He covers and conceals our vices and sins. And shakur, he appreciates. And remember, not only appreciates, with the appreciation, he multiplies our rewards multiple times, manifold. So shakur, you must make two meanings, to appreciate fully and multiply the rewards multiple times. So you can read it two ways, shakur, alladhi ahallana, or that if you're stopping. If you're carrying on, rabbana laghafurun shakurun illadhi, that noon you call noon qutni. You know cotton, you take fabric material and you join it, attach it together. So yeah, you're joining the words together. So noon qutni. Alladhi, Allah is that supreme being. Ahallana, he let us enter. So you know, embark. So when you enter, dar al-muqama, the place of eternity, the house of itof, perpetuality, that we're going to stay there forever. Min fadli, out of his grace. So that's what we ask Allah, jannatul na'im, jannatul firdaus, dar al-muqama, muqama, dar al-muqama. So all this there. Out of his grace, when we enter jannatul firdaus, the sabab zahiri, the superficial reason is our own deeds and actions. But the main and real reason is rahmatan wa fadlan min Allah, the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When a person enters Jannah, then what happens? La yamassuna fiha nasabu wa la yamassuna fiha lughub. Then there in Jannah it will not touch us any toil. We have to do this work and that work and tiredness, no. So no toiling and working and all that. وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ. And there it will not touch us in Jannah, any fatigue, tiredness, exhaustion, nay, nothing of that. No going to urinate and defecate. So we'll be eating, drinking, then how everything will come out, Ya Rasulullah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it will come out through your perspiration. And that perspiration, your sweating perspiration, that the fragrance of it will be rih al-misk, that like the fragrance of musk. So imagine, no haze, no menses, no napaki, no nothing for the ladies. So everybody, everything clean, pure, 100%. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah Jalla wa'ala is pure, and Allah only loves that which is pure. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad. And thereafter, you must remember the next point. Almighty Allah is teaching us that فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ. No person knows that whatever is concealed for him, that in the coolness of the eyes, meaning the enjoyment Allah has kept in store for us. مَلَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, what no eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ, no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and what no mind, remember here, what no mind can comprehend and perceive beyond our imagination, perception, comprehension. That is for the people of Iman. But what about the people of Kufr and Shirk and Nifaq? People who die with kufr and blasphemy, they rejected the articles of faith. For them, Almighty Allah speaks of them in Surah 33, chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira khalidina fiya abada la yajiduna waliya wala nasira. Allah has cursed them. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them the furnace and the blazing fire. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever and ever. Khalidina fi abada. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us. Allah majirna min an-nar. No protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. People who commit shirk, remember, ascribe and associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah. What does Almighty Allah say? Innahu may yushrik billah. That whosoever ascribes, associate anybody, body, anything with Allah, faqad harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah. Indeed, Almighty Allah has made unlawful for him to enter Jannah and Paradise. Wa ma'wahu an-nar, and the resting place will be Jahannam forever, it means. Wa ma liz-zalimina min ansar, and for these zalim, these mushrikeen, inna shirka la zulmun azim. So these people, there's no helper. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 72. Another place, Surah Nisa, Almighty Allah informs us that Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 48, Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Allah Jalla wa Ala will not let, remember, people enter Jannah, and Allah will never forgive them who committed shirk, all these idol worshippers and so forth. Then the hypocrites who are playing the double agenda, sitting on the fence. So people who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. Therefore, for them is the worst punishment. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 145. Inna al-munafiqeena fi darkil asfali min an-nar, that they will be the ones dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah protect us. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ. So those who are the non-Muslims, for them there is the fire of Jahannam. So they will dwell and stay there forever. See, لَا يُقْضَىٰ عَنْهُمْ. That it was the verdict will never be passed against them, that they must die. فَيَمُوتُوا, they die. No, it won't be passed. So they will continue experiencing the punishment. Sala yuqda alayhim fayamutu. The verdict will not be passed that they die. So what it means? They will be continuing living, experiencing the punishment perpetually and eternally. And Quran has made this clear. Surah 4, verse 56. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul adhab. Every time one layer of skin burns away, a next layer is there. You know, today's skin grafting. So all this, if you study, they took from Quran Sharif, they made istimbat, and they derived these things from Quran. So لا يغضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها. Nor will the punishment of the fire of Jahannam be decreased for them. They will not get a decrease, they will not get a discount, nothing. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. This similarly, we punish. نَجْزِي in this text and context means that, remember, that we punish كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Everyone who's a big kafir, non-Muslim and so forth, sane, mature, and they thought they very intelligent, intellectual, but they were kafur, very, very ungrateful, and committing kufr, shirk, all that. So this is the eternal punishment. Allah protect us. Now they are inside Jahannam, inside the flames and everything. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Whilst they are there, يَسْتَرِخُونَ, they'll be wobbled, they'll be weeping, sobbing, crying, loudly shouting, screaming. فِيهَا in Jahannam. Who's going to help them? رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. They will beg, they will plead, they will appeal to Almighty Allah. Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher. أَخْرِجْنَا, take us out of the Jahannam. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, we'll do all the good deeds now. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Not the actions which we were doing here in this world, the kufr, shirk, nifaq, all wine, dine and swine, all that we will not do. But it's too late. When the referee blows the whistle, then you score the goal. So what good is it? Nothing. So remember that Almighty Allah mentions this topic so many places, that the non-Muslims, their regret and their remorse, all that will mean nothing. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. When you see the non-Muslims, how they'll be crying, weeping, all that. When they see the punishment, they'll be hanging their heads in shame. And what will they say? رَبَّنَا أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِئْنَا فَرْجِئْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Oh, our Allah sustainer, we saw what we heard. Farjina, please send us back. Na'mal swaliha, we will do all the good deeds, everything. Inna muqinun, we have firm conviction. Chapter 32, verse 12. Yu'minuna bil ghayb. Allah said, bring iman in the unseen. They want to bring iman after they saw everything. So therefore, that is unacceptable. So see Almighty Allah's answer. أَوَلَمْ نُؤَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. What, didn't we give you long life? مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ, that all the admonishment you could have accepted. مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ, for whoever it was given, he accepts it. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, and the warner with love came to you. Now no excuses. Go, فَذُوقُوا. So go and taste the punishment. فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. There's no helper, assistant for the mushrikeen, kafirin, the polytheists, the non-Muslims. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily Almighty Allah is all-knowing about the unseen in the heavens and in the earth and the entire universe. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He's all-knowing what is in the inner recesses of our heart. We don't know what is in our body, Allah knows that. His knowledge is more perfect than the word perfect. That is Allah. Remember that everything of Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. So everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ. He Almighty Allah created you, O human being, the masterpiece. خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, the vicegerents on this earth. What is meaning خَلَائِفَ? Khalifa. That you must implement the laws of Allah on yourself, on your family, on your children, and wherever else you can. فِي الْأَرْضِ, on this land. أَرْض. You see أَرْض, earth. So that also taken from Quran. Earth, أَرْض. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. So whosoever, he rejects the articles of faith, he rejects Islam, rejects Quran, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. The wabal, the calamity will fall on him. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ. And for the non-Muslims, remember this kufr and disbelief and blasphemy will increase. إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ by Almighty Allah إِلَّا مَقْتَاهُ. Except that they will be very, very angry. Allah Ta'ala's wrath, anger descends on these people. So the more kufr they commit and blasphemy, the more the anger and the wrath descends. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And these non-Muslims, nothing increases for them except destruction, khasara, and failure. Allah protect us مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَالنِّفَاقِ. And that is kufr, blasphemy. Shirki is, remember that, where we ascribe associate partners to Almighty Allah. And nifaqi, the hypocrisy. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.